This is an issue of society, of our own base as a culture, as a people, regardless of which community you come from.
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. Just say Internet Airwaves, it sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. Folks, it's been a little bit. Oh, I got the fan on. Jesus, I should have. Let me shut the fan. I totally forgot about the fan. I was like, it's so hot in here. Okay, but it's going to sound better. I'm going to be sweating, so I'm going to have to wipe the brow. So, folks, welcome to the show. My name is Mark Scalia. I'm the host of the show. This is Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. And thank you for joining us. I'm trying to work out some new technology. I have not been on air for a little bit, and I've installed a chat. If you can do the chat, do me a favor. If you're listening, first of all, let me tell you how you can be part of the show. If you want to be part of the show, we broadcast live. Right now, we're broadcasting live through Facebook. And I'm working on some new technology so that we can broadcast through Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and possibly even Twitter, hopefully. But we always broadcast live. So if you want to be part of that chat, all you got to do is you got to go to my personal website, Mark Scalia, and it's on Facebook. And I'm going to probably set it up so that...
Hi.
What the fuck? Oh, it's working. So let me hit the mute button. So, okay, now do me a favor. Type something in. I have this new chat set up where you folks can see the chat right in the window. And it doesn't have many people are on, but I can tell everybody who actually can type in. So that's how we broadcast. We broadcast live. So we've always broadcast live. If you cannot listen to the live show, and trust me, you want to, because this show is full of mess ups and everything. But if you want to listen to it on your spare time, you can go to podbean.com and you can actually download not just the one you're listening to now, but previous versions. You can subscribe. And no matter what format you have, we have it in that format. We have iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio. What am I listening to? Google. The Google. We're on the Google, as you say. So, but let me do this. Let me start the show off, and it has been a little bit, but let me start the show with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's the
when?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
No.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So, as I said, I've not been on in a while. I've had... had a little bit of a health issue, not a scare, not a problem, just something that has been really just pain in my ass. Let's just put it that way. I've been seeing a nutritionist, and I have to start eating a very different way because of things that run in my family. I'm in no serious danger, which is good. People are in danger around me. Because this the kind of problem I have, it's very personality altering, and I've been trying to be good. What you and Jamie Foxx? No, Jamie Foxx got a whole different story. See, now I'm got to resist talking to the chat directly, but I dig the chat right up there. So my health has been a little under the weather, not bad, but I've been busy. I've still been working. I've just been not wanting to, not wanting to, but not having the opportunity to really do the show. And it's been too long, and I wanted to do the show for a bunch of reasons, because I'm getting, I'm really moving into a whole new direction, and our, our 11-year anniversary, 11 years, August 28th, which is 2 days after my birthday, which that was my birthday present to myself, but I've been doing this show a long time. What is that? I'm going to have to edit the shit out of this show, all these little bubs and beeps. I'm a pain in the ass, yes. You know what I could do? I could, here, if I let it go, now people will talk to me. If you put something in the chat, it'll say what you're saying. Good. Try it. It's just...
Hi.
There you go. That's it? Hi? With all this AI technology, you type in hi? I got to keep playing with
you
these
suck.
You suck. Okay. See, and I have the power to turn that off, which is great. So if you want to hear yourself in an AI computer generated voice, it's not Terminator good, but certainly it's all right. So I've been really formatting the show, and it's going to be more creative. It's going to be like it was, but for a long time, it actually went more of a different format. And I mean, when I have a guest, it's super fun, and I have it, but when I'm by myself, I don't really get creative, but I'm getting more and more creative. So I need, and this is why the show was created, for me to kind of put out this creativity and really have fun. And that's where I want to get back to. So I'm getting close. I'm getting close to all that stuff. I am developing some new, not too much. I'm a little distracted, but the content's not there, but the ideas are there so far. And to create more content, more games, like the games we used to play. I mean, now there's all kind of copyright and stuff like that. So now it forces me to go in a different direction. I'm going to remake a lot of the old bits that I did with the newer technology, so they sound more fancy and fun. Also, some really funny promos and stuff like that I'm going to be creating. And what else? I'm going to take the best of the past, and I'm going to kind of repackage it and improve it, and then I'm going to use that as a base. I'm not going to take it and then resell it to you folks. I don't do that. But I'm going to take what was, put it together, and then put it down and go, okay, this is what I want the show to be in the future. And that's where we're going. So it's just going to be kind of a fun show. I was in, where was I? Vermont. I was in Smuggler's Notch last night, and I had so much fun. Oh my God. The show was, I was not feeling good, but the show was fun. And I was just, I was riffing off stuff. And I walked back to the room that I'm staying at. And I was like, man, I gotta do it more. And I say that when I'm like, you know, I'm working, you know, 2, 3, 4 nights a week. But if I always want to keep doing it, I always want to make people laugh, and it's fun. It's so much fun. And then it's fun to see how much you can really, the thoughts that individuals have, especially as a comic, and I can put my thoughts out to everybody else. And then I see how much connection I got with other people. And it's, I'm at a different stage now in my comedy career, and I'm very happy about it. And speaking of that, today is a very special day, and usually I work, and that's another reason why I had to do the show tonight, because tonight, and this pretty much almost at this exact moment, 33 years ago, I started as a stand-up comic. I started in Woburn, Massachusetts for Dick Doherty's Comedy Loft. It was at an industrial park in Woburn, and my dad was there, and I had a bunch of friends, and I recorded the set. Of course, I just had audio. We didn't have all this fancy technology that we got now.
Of Mark Scala. Let it go.
But I had an audio tape, And I remember, and I popped it in my cassette player for you young people. Just Google it. It's faster. I put it in my cassette player and I listened to it and I sat and I just listened to tape and I heard people laughing and it was a wonderful night. And I just knew that that's what I want to do. That's
what I want to do. Hey, what'd you think of your son?
And I've been very blessed and lucky, knock on wood, that I've been making a living at it for a fairly long time. So, happy anniversary. And if you get a chance to go to a comedy show, and it doesn't have to have me in it. I mean, I love it if I'm on the show. But support comics. I mean, there's a lot of fun comics coming up, a lot of older, experienced comics. And everybody's got a different take. I mean, for a while, it was getting about, you know, this and them, like, you know. But I think it's really... You know, I want to be replaced. I don't ever want to stop doing it. I just want a better model, which will be really good. So I realized I was looking for content for the show. And a funny thing is, I wonder if I can pull it up. Actually, I think I can. Let's try this. I'm going to put this right in the screen. I'm going to put it right under my face. So Paul Kravitz and I, who, if you don't know, Paul Kravitz, he has the Paul Report. He's been on a little bit of a hiatus too. But here's the thing that I found that there's a big comedy, kind of a reunion in a sense. Comics from all over the country that now live all over the country, but originally from Boston. I think this coming Sunday, there's going to be a get together with all the comedians from the early Boston days. And I'm talking about from the early 80s all the way up to probably around 2000. And I'm going to be there. And I think Paul's going to be there because Paul, my good friend, we used to do stand up. That's actually how we met. We were good friends. And from 1998 to 2000, Paul and I were doing podcasting. This is before podcasting was a thing. This is before the actual word was in the vernacular. And we did a show called Sound Bites. And if you look on screen right now, you'll see Paul and Mark, co-host. Archive shows were available. I still have them. He still has them. And the funny thing is it's an effective blend of entertaining topical subjects, humor and public service, shaken well and served over ice. But some of the stuff we did was unbelievably fun. And Paul and I think we did an anniversary show, him and I. We combined Radio Regardless and Sound Bites. And I've been a guest on his show. He's been a guest on mine. And it was so much fun to do that. And we had so much fun writing the show. We actually did. We did content and we wrote the show. So I was inspired by that again today. And I actually did some research. And I thought, you know, I live in Massachusetts. And a little backstory. I do Salem Trolley, so I'm on the tours when we drive around. And every once in a while, we go by a beach, and there's a church. There's a church steeple that is just in the next city over. And there's an old colonial ordinance that said no building shall be taller than the tallest church steeple. And sometimes, if I have enough time, I tell people that really arbitrary fact. And then I thought, well, I wonder what kind of other things that were laws that kind of don't exist. Like, they still exist, but they're not really enforced. And I did a quick search. You'd be surprised. First of all, there are 20 weird laws that are still in the books, but these are just two examples, not part of the 20. In Marlborough, Massachusetts, it is illegal to buy, sell, or possess a squirt gun. That's a fucking law. And it's also illegal to have silly string in the town. There's also, and this is bizarre, there's also a law that prohibits snoring in your home unless all the bedroom windows are secured, locked, and closed. It's a real fucking thing. All right, so let's go through the list of 20. These are all illegal, by the way, illegal. I don't know what the penalty is, but I know they're all legal. One, this one's a big one. it is illegal to detonate a nuclear device in the city of Marlboro. The same town you can't buy a fucking squirt gun. It is illegal to go to bed without first having a full bath in Boston. That is a fucking law still in the books. And a lot of people breaking it. I'll tell you that right now. It is illegal to fish for whales on Sunday in Springfield. Okay, now, if you're not from Massachusetts, Springfield is landlocked. How the fuck are you gonna? First of all, no whales. It's totally fucking stupid. I used to live in this town. It is illegal in Revere to frown at a police officer, which I don't know. I've scowled at a few. Number five, it is illegal to wear a goatee without a license in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. Half the town has goatees. I found this one to be so weird. It's such a specific. It is illegal to keep a mule on the second floor of a building in Lawrence. Lawrence. That is too fucking specific. Somebody, no, these are all things. This is insane. What's that? Another day of the week? It's okay, though. That's for the. Oh, my God. Number seven, it's illegal to dance the national anthem in Nantucket. An island. Well, ghastly. This one is bizarre. Number eight, it is illegal to go to a wake or a funeral wearing black unless you are the widow or a person of African descent in the city of Lynn. Number nine, it is illegal to take a shower naked in the town of Wellfleet. What? It doesn't say public or private. It just says it is illegal to take a shower. Number 10, my wife will appreciate this. It is illegal to use tomatoes in the production of clam chowder in Massachusetts. I could see that. Number 11, speaking of clam chowder, it is illegal to make clam chowder with milk instead of cream. Oh, you will be effed up big time. Number 12, again, bizarre. It is illegal to play the fiddle in Sudbury unless you have a license. What? And if you think that's stupid, you need a license to play a fiddle. But number 13, it is illegal to scare a pigeon in Boston. Meanwhile, they can fuck with you all they want.
Crazy pigeon eyes.
I got to tell this to my mother-in-law. It is illegal to give beer to hospital patients. Doesn't say anything about whiskey. It is illegal to go to a dog fight in Massachusetts. Okay, that kind of makes sense. Okay. I don't want to see a couple dogs fight. This is stupid. I don't know how it's on. It is. It's. I don't know if it's still on the books. These are all in the books, apparently, but I don't know how you. What? It is illegal to use profanity in front of a dead body in the town of Seekonk. Somebody did all this stuff. Do you know that? Somebody, that, like when you buy a house and you got to sign all these friggin' papers, it's because everything you sign, somebody fucked up. So you have to sign to make sure that you know that somebody else fucked up. Who's swearing in front of dead bodies? What? Oh, listen to this. This is like back and forth. It is illegal to wear a goatee in a church that causes... Can't even get through it. I'll try again. It is illegal to wear a goatee in church that causes laughter in New Bedford. So wait a minute. You got to have a license for a goatee in Pittsburgh, but you can't wear a goatee in church if people think it's funny in New Bedford. And if you think the one about swearing in front of a dead body is weird, number 18, it is illegal to go hunting in a cemetery in the whole fucking state. Wait a minute. Okay. I understand that maybe there's old burial grounds and maybe somebody figured, oh, wait a minute, I'm hunting. And then you accidentally, maybe, but no. Chances are you can catch something pretty easy. I mean, it's already dead, theoretically.
He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not.
This makes sense. Number 19, it's illegal to sell fireworks to someone over 60 without a permit in Massachusetts. That's a lot to take in. First of all, fireworks in Massachusetts are illegal already. But does that mean you can sell fireworks to someone over 60 without a permit? Like a permit for what? Do you have the permit to sell fireworks? Or do they have the permit to buy fireworks? Or is it like a gun permit or a firearms permit or a driver's permit? All right, we should cross that one out. That makes no sense. All right, you know what also doesn't make sense? Number 20. I saved literally the best for last. This is probably one of the strangest ones ever. Number 20. It is illegal to play the violin while in a bathing suit in Massachusetts. Here's the thing about this whole list. It sounds like I asked a ChatGP to generate it. It's fucking bizarre. But those are just 20 of the things that are just weird as shit. I don't know. So, folks, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take our first and only break. Had a little bit of fun tonight. I'll chat it up a little bit more when we come back. But I'll tell you what, stay on through the break. You're listening to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass. In a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Loyal listeners of Radio Regardless, my name is Paul Kravitz. Yes, that Paul Kravitz. Mark, I would like to invite your listeners to watch my show on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. right here on Facebook Live. If you like the show, perhaps you'll consider subscribing to the Paul Report on any of the following. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. That's the Paul Report, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. on Facebook Live.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. So I got some new technology going on. I will tell you this. I was really experimenting last night in Smuggler's Notch in Vermont just from stand-up. And because I kind of get bored, I'm literally diagnosed with ADHD. And I don't use it I do it more of a joke. But it really helps to just explain to people that I get bored with the same thing that lasts for more than 5 minutes. I don't know how I've been married for 12 years. First of all, I don't know how she has been married to me for 12 years. Because I make her laugh. Maybe that's it. I just make her laugh. And she makes me laugh. She's a sweetheart, and I love my wife. So, and our anniversary just passed. We had a 12-year anniversary. I didn't get to do a show about that. But so I'm really trying to reinvent the show, have a lot of fun. So if you are subscribed, keep listening to the show. I would absolutely love to hear your comments and stuff like that. If you think the show is going in a good direction, a bad direction, a weird direction, or whatever. But let me tell you where I got over the next couple of weeks, because our next show isn't until August 16th. So tomorrow night, Thursday, July 27th, I will be at Prezzo Grill and Bar in Milford. I just started working for Paul Gillespie. He runs Cheap's Laughs, and I'll be on the show. And he originally had it tonight, but then they moved it because I was like, can I work on my anniversary? And I did an audition for him, and he was like, this is great. I want to work with you. And I said, I want to work with you as well. And it just kind of blossomed, and I'll be there tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. Check that out. That's going to be advertised on Facebook as well. And, of course, my website, markscalia.com. A week from tomorrow, August 2nd, I'll be doing a fundraiser at the Atkinson Resort and Country Club in Atkinson, New Hampshire. And then the next Saturday, I'll have that Friday off, but Saturday I'll be at Headliners Comedy Club in Manchester, New Hampshire. And it's always a good time up there. And it sounds like my schedule a little spotty, but I'm actually taking a couple weeks off coming up. But I'm still going to be doing the show, still going to be doing stand-up. I'm not going to be working during the day. I'm going to try to take a couple days off. Me and the wife do something nice. Maybe we'll go away for the day. Maybe take her to a comedy show. I think she earned it. She earned a good comedy show. So, folks, as always, if you want to be part of the show, actually, you check out my website, markscalia.com, for upcoming live shows. Go to podbean.com for previous episodes. If you want to be a sponsor, a guest, leave a question or comment, email radioregardless@gmail.com. Call the hotline, 978-219-9294. And I'll be back August 16th. We'll see you soon.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia, your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuis. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2023, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by visiting podbean.com, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello.